Hello, you are now listening to the number one podcast in Zaire. It's the Frocast presented by NappyAfro.com. Here are your hosts, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, and Saul Wright, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur. The Kings of Slander are here.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 251. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Be a Jedi, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Kick Flair, woo! And you know the main a.k.a. is Jack Swagless. I'm sitting in my tag team partner, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What up, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the most slandered, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers.
Why are you the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers?
The mustache, man, the mustache.
God damn, man, the whispers in the building, man. The whispers in the building. Captain Pushbroom is in the building.
Yes.
Hey, man. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. I want to go ahead and get this shit figured out right now.
Okay.
Be Easy might be responsible for this. The bridge in Atlanta collapsed. It was I-85, right?
Yep.
A section of the bridge collapsed, and it was because of a fire?
A fire.
Explain this shit to me.
Look, started by a crackhead.
Okay, now wait. I didn't know it was a crackhead.
Yes. A crackhead, I think his name was like... They had him on the news, some black-ass nigga. He had some weird-ass Haitian name. His name was like an animal name. It was some weird name. Like, I don't know, but yeah. So apparently, he was smoking crack under the bridge, and his smoking crack ended up in the fucking bridge being on fire and it collapsing. Did you see the pictures of it or anything?
Yeah, I saw the pictures, and like that's a lot of fire for a crack pipe.
Listen. What the fuck was down there accelerating this fire?
Well, I mean, if you've been under a bridge in Atlanta by any chance, if you drove under that shit, there's, other crackheads, there's blankets, there's toilet paper, there's probably some loose condoms. Well, this is Atlanta, so there's probably no condoms. I don't know.
They had this one crackhead on TV. He had the TI hat on and some aviator shades. He was like, yeah. It used to be an 8-man tent there. Now it's a no man tent there. And they had a TI hat on an AVA. I said, "That's the cleanest crackhead I've ever seen in my life." Like, yo.
So this is the second time we've seen a fire destroy shit that shouldn't be destroyed by fire. We saw the first one when the towers collapsed, and now we see fire collapsing a whole goddamn bridge.
I mean, come on. So you telling me? And then the way it broke off, man, it like broke off so perfectly, and it was just, I don't know, man. You know me, conspiracy theorist. I don't think the crackhead was working alone here. There's got to be some kind of government operative going on here. You know, something else going on. Because the crackhead, come on, man, that's the most destructive crackhead in history.
Yeah, like, I've never seen no shit like this. Like, it's definitely a clean rip. Like, this, if you look at the aftermath, like right after shit happened, that's a clean ass line, bro.
And then, like, how does this fire get this big without... It's right on the bottom of 85, like, so nobody's seen this fire. Like, nobody... It gets to the point where it's like... Yeah. 5 alarm blaze, or whatever they say, 4 alarm blaze, and you... I mean, come on, man. Like, how did it get this big? Like, yo, this shit is just... I don't know.
I don't buy it. And then you caught the crackhead.
You caught the crackhead. Like, why ain't I burn up? Like, I'm half cracked. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't get it. This shit is crazy. Did anybody get injured or hurt? Or?
Nobody got hurt.
See, none of that makes sense.
Not one death, not one. Nobody got hurt.
That doesn't make sense. Like, if you've ever been in Atlanta and you've been on the highway, there's usually traffic.
Yeah.
And I don't mean traffic because of people driving. I mean, there's usually bumper-to-bumper traffic. So, I don't know, man.
And nobody died.
Nobody died, no cars, nothing. Nothing happened.
They charging them with like 2 counts of arson, all this stuff. And I'm just like, Well, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I know the crackheads had them big ass flames. First of all, it's 2017. Then the nigga that got caught, the one day, he's like 38, 39 years old. So he a young ass crackhead. Like, first of all, I didn't know people still smoke crack. I thought they had moved on to other things. Like, you know, I thought that was just another mythical drug that we talked about from the 80s and early 90s. Like, yo, crack, crack. Remember crack? So, and, you know, but obviously niggas is still smoking dope. And that shit is amazing to me, bro. Like, wow.
I don't know the logistics of how you smoke crack, but I thought there was a pipe involved, a lighter.
You can take a 12-ounce can and you crush it in the middle. Don't ask me how I know this, okay? Just listen. I'm giving you gems here.
Do we need to give these gems out? Like, pause? Do we need?
Yeah,
to,
let's let them know. Like, let's say you take a can and you kind of crush it in the middle just a little bit. Okay, once you crush it, you poke some holes through it, all right? Poke by 8-9 holes. Then you put like a little piece of aluminum foil over where you put the holes at. You sit your crack rock up on there. You put your mouth on the part of the can that you would normally drink out of. Light that bitch up and you smoke that shit. That's like if you're a cheap ass crackhead. Or you can just go buy one of them wild roses that's usually by the counter in any hood store. You throw the rose out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a ready made crack pipe right there. Get you a little chore boy, put it in one end, put the crack in there, smoke from the other end. And I mean, you know, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna censor all that shit out.
No, fuck, niggas need to know. Sorry, niggas need to know how to make you a crack pipe.
No, the fuck they don't.
Just a little, okay, just to clean it up. You can do weed the same way. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's just enough. That's
no, like, sorry. We didn't edit nothing, man.
We don't have to give away those recipes. There's certain shit that the people don't need. And they do not need to listen to a podcast.
Make a pipe bomb, man, like that, man.
Jesus Christ. The show's over now.
They're going to your house. Google got everything. You can't go to my house. You just go to Google.
Let them go to Google, but don't let them come to us.
Oh, man, they're not going to come to us for something that's on Google.
Well, they don't have to now because you just brought it to them.
But it's all right. The hard part going to be finding somebody to sell crack. I don't know nobody selling crack. Like, I don't know none of all the trappers I know, none of them sell crack. Like, none of them. Like, they might sell some green, they might sell some white, they might sell some molly, they might even have X pills. Like, if you still taking ecstasy in 2017, you're taking a risk with your life because you don't know what the fuck you're getting.
Well, I imagine that Craigslist is still around for some reason. You can probably find.
Have you ever did drugs before? Have you ever did hard drugs?
Nah, hard. No.
No hard. So weed is the deepest you done went.
That's it. That's what.
No shrooms. No acid. Nope. LSD.
Nope.
Sherm sticks.
Nope.
No, you from the '70s. No PCP.
Man, my name is Jack Swagless for a reason. I don't know nothing about that shit, bro. Nothing about that shit. I can't do it, man.
Sorry. I gotta get on you for a second. Gotcha.
Go for it.
All right, so I was at work today. Some dude came in, a weightlifter ass nigga. You know, he was definitely a weightlifter in shape that nigga. He's like, yo, do y'all sell dick belts? I said, what? Yeah, that's what I said. I said, a dick belt? He said, yeah, a dick belt. I was like, okay, now I was like, okay, I'm going to tiptoe around this one. I was like, what do you need a dick belt for? And he was like, you know the belt going around your waist and got a chain on it, you hanging weight on it? I said, oh, okay, yeah, we got them. I said, but is that what it's called, a dick belt? He was like, that's just what I call it. I was like, look, man, don't call it that no more, dog. Like, straight up, like, you was about to make me tell you to get the fuck on up out of here, man. Because that shit was weird.
Y'all had to be having a misunderstanding. It's called a dip belt.
Oh, a dip belt.
Yeah, dip belt.
Oh, so that might be what he said. I thought he said a dick belt.
Right, and you said dick, and he heard you saying dip and didn't even correct you.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, it was a miscommunication, because I'm like, a dick belt, nigga. What the fuck?
Yeah, okay, a dip belt. Okay, now that makes more. Now it don't sound weird now, because maybe that's what he was saying, but he didn't correct me neither. He just let me run with it. Like, dick. I said, a dick belt?
Yeah, you know, he ain't bother correcting. He like, whatever. Mm. Whatever. Yeah, you gotta watch that cat, man. If he come back in there, just watch
it. If I see him again, I'm like, motherfucker, why don't you tell me that shit's a dip belt, nigga?
Exactly.
He right here saying dick belt. I fired my nigga. They're like, yo, did you just tell the customer? I'm like, yo, that's what he said. No, I didn't. I said dip. I'm like, oh, man.
You paid that shit on the loudspeaker. Yeah, can we get a dick belt?
I'm like, yo, do we sell dick? I'm going to get on a little earpiece. Yeah, do we sell dick belts?
They're like, yep, you're fired. So
you're like, yeah, Germ, are you really serious? Do we sell dick belts? Are you gonna ask again? Listen, I got a customer right now. I want a dick belt. Like, do we got it or not?
Hey, man. Hey, it was the people looking for dick belts last week. There's a story going around Uber Bay. Did you hear the story about Uber Bay?
I did.
So the story goes that this chick is driving for Uber. She leaves her boyfriend's house to go pick up a route. She goes to pick up the chick. The chick says that she's going to
boyfriend's house. Yeah, you left the part out. It's all right.
Please tell the story.
And he was going out of town.
Yeah, yeah. I was going through that later.
At the same time.
Yeah, so he had bags packed and everything. He's got to go help his mom, was it? He's got to go see his mom, so he's headed out of town. Suitcase by the door. She goes to pick up her route. This is her little part-time job. She goes to pick up the fare at the airport. The chick, apparently when you do Uber, because there's no Uber in Austin, you put in the address that you're trying to go to? Is that how it works?
Yeah.
So you put it in there, and they just drive to it. They don't get to see the address. They just go to it.
Okay.
So she put the address in, and they're in the car, and they chatting it up, and she's talking about how she ain't seen her boyfriend, and she even got the aux cord, so she playing all the love songs and shit. The Uber driver pulls up to the complex. She's like, okay, my boyfriend lives at this complex, but that don't mean shit. Everybody lives in the apartment complex. But then when they start getting closer to the door, to the building, she's noticing, like, okay, like, this is the same building where my boyfriend is. And then she sees the boyfriend's car, like, okay, I thought he was going to the airport. And then this motherfucker runs outside to pick up his girl. And it's not the Uber driver this time. It's the fare. So the boyfriend had his side girl coming to his house with the fake-ass luggage and didn't know that his girl was picking up the fare to bring her back to the house. So she tweets, why did I pick up this chick and she's going to my boyfriend's house? She got pictures of luggage, you know what I'm saying, the whole nine. And then a fight breaks out, of course, because you cheating on me. Of course, we gonna fight, right?
Yeah, of course.
Fight breaks out, and he's trying to defend the chick. Then the chick jumps in, and now she's fighting the Uber driver. All this shit happens, and of course, she tweets about it. And Twitter's going nuts. I want to know, do you believe this story?
I do not believe the story.
Yeah, I don't believe that shit either.
I do not believe it, because I believe that if I was going to pull a con, you got to go all out with the con. So, my nigga, you going out of town, you leave the house, just go to the airport, pick your girlfriend up. You go fucking do a loop around the neighborhood, come back home. Like, nigga, if you gonna sell the con, sell the con. Go park your car at the airport. Go rent a car. Drive back to the house. You know what I'm saying? Nobody would know the difference. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, I mean, and then your girlfriend just so happened to work at Uber. And, like, she had to be in the area of some of the airport. Maybe she was just there waiting for picking up a fare. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, it's too many. It's too many questions and shit.
You got a video of the confrontation. You got to have something. Like, you just can't have me pictures of you showing me pictures of him packing his luggage and shit, and pictures of the girl. Shit, nah, nigga, I need to see like him and the girl, like something. Like, oh, nigga, I got your ass. Oh, nigga, I'm on live. Fuck y'all, nigga. We're gonna let the world know. Like, why you ain't do that? Like, the same buttons you took the tweet at that time, you could have hit the same boop, go live on their ass.
Yeah. I agree with you. Like, if you that ratchet, like, I don't understand why people don't want to take L's quietly. Because if this really happened, this is an L.
Yes.
So why would you broadcast it,
nigga?
I don't get it.
Must be little 5 minutes of fame. Let me tell you, me and Sol Ray been famous for a long time. Shit ain't. I mean, it's not. I mean, it's not all this cracked up to be. I mean, damn. Sol Ray can't go to the gym in peace. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Every time I go try to cop me some weed, niggas like, yo, they go King Jern. Oh, shit. Oh, I mean, the shit is sad, man. So, I mean, tell you, man, you don't want to be popular, man. I mean,
you don't want it, man. I thought about this the other day because I ordered some shoes, and it was like, they got like a little side market for shoes nowadays. Like, you don't have to go through the stores and resellers. It's just, yeah, like sometimes this nigga's just trying to get shoes off that they got. So I ordered the shoes from Instagram. You know, you pay the Instagram, they help you sell the shoes. It's like $2 an ad, and then people communicate directly with you, and you sell the shoes. So I did that, and the dude sent me an invoice and the whole nine. So it looks legit. Looking at his feedback, it looks legit. But I was thinking, I'm like, if I take the L, like if he just say fuck it, I ain't sending you no shoes.
Yes.
I'm gonna share that story. Like, no. Why would you share that story, bruh? I don't get it.
Did you get shoes?
I just did it. I just did it, so I don't know. I got the tracking number for it. So, you know what I'm saying? I got the tracking number.
Anybody that bought shoes from him?
From that dude, no. Just looking at his page, though, he's been doing it for a while. Like, he's got enough people. The post on Instagram where I found it from is Big Feet Sneaks. Mm-hmm. So, you can do Big Feet Sneaks, and it'll show you basically how it works. They just post up different shoes, and you communicate directly with the person who's selling the shoes. And it seems legit enough. But if I were to take that L, I'm not going to broadcast, yeah, I just tried to buy some shoes and took the L. Like, take that L quietly, bro. It's okay.
Hey, like my homeboy. So, you know, one day, me and him was hanging out. He was like, yo, you give me a ride up to the to Walgreens. I was like, yeah, I took him to Walgreens. Thought nothing of it. Brought him back home. And then about a day later, 2 days later, maybe might have been a week later, he was like, yo, man, I meant to tell you, nigga got beat out of $300 or $400 or some shit like that. I said, what happened? He was like, you know them shits on Instagram where they say turn 300 into 3,000? Oh, no, he said turn 100 into 1,000. I said, yeah. He said, so shit, I did four, and the girl was supposed to get him 3,200, and she was supposed to keep 800. And he was just like, so he sent a, he went up there and bought the card. Did he say he was doing this when I took him up there? No.
Of course not.
I would have talked him out of it. Like, yo, what the fuck is you doing? Like, why? Give me $300 then, nigga. That's what you about. You know what I'm saying? I would have told him.
Right.
But no, he tried to be sneaky about it. Bam. Said he hit the girl up. Oh, give me 30 minutes. It should be ready. Shit. Called back again. No answer. Then next thing you know, she blocked him. You know what I'm saying? So what they told him to do was go up to the place, get a green dot card, put the money on it, scratch off the back of it, take a picture of the card, and send it to me. So all I got to do is transfer money from that card to my card, because I got all the information on it. I got the card number and the scratched off the pin and all that. So I'm like, oh my Jesus God. And you Christ. Fell for that? I'm like, you fell for that?
Jesus Christ. The thing about doing deals when people do PayPal and do invoices and shit like that is that you still get, like, you get PayPal protected. If they send an invoice and shit like that, you good. But if it's anything outside of that, yeah, if it's anything outside of that, like, what are you doing? Like, really, what's...
If a nigga told me to take a picture of a car, scratch off the bag, and take a picture of himself, like, whoa, like, I'm like, why am I doing all this? Like,
yeah, your antenna should immediately go
up. Yeah, like, I mean, what? But the greed, he thinking, like, I was in my head thinking, like, if I could turn $100 into $1,000, if I could do that, why would I be so nice to do that for you for only $20? You know what I'm saying? Why would I do that? Like, I'm going to turn $400 into $300 and $3,200, and I'm only going to get $800 out of it?
That's crazy. And that's the thing, is that that shit sounds absurd, but the reason that they do it is because people like your boy, it works.
Mm-hmm.
And all you need is a couple.
You're not trying to get 10,000 people. You trying to get 10 people to do it. Yeah. You beat 10 people out of $300, you got your income tax check right there. You can close, you know. That's it. Because greed, like, and they only pop up, like, people. I remember Instagram, they used to have the little pictures with niggas holding the big money, the stack. I would just be like, who falls for this? But I actually knew it. A nigga in my circle fell for this shit. But he wouldn't have, he would have just told me. And he don't tell me afterwards, because I'm like, yo, nigga, this shit ain't real.
But, you know, it's not much different than what they do. And I try not to go all Black Panther on it. But, like, I think I told the story before where I went to, I had to do a money order for some shirts I was ordering. And the place that did the Western Union wasn't by me. I had to go a little bit closer to the hood. Mm-hmm. And so I walk into this regular-ass grocery store. It's an HEB if you're in Texas. And I walk in there, and this is the only HEB where I've seen it. There's like 15 lottery machines in front of the door in the hood.
Yeah.
So Because
we love the lottery in the hood now. That's our way out.
And that's what they're doing. They're just praying. And I'm like, man, that shit you shouldn't be allowed to do that. Shouldn't be. Because it's not like that in the areas where there ain't a bunch of Black folks.
You can count. You know, in a niggerhood, you can get liquor from probably about 10 different. It seems like it's about 5 liquor stores, in the hood area. Like, but you go to the white neighborhood, you got to go far for the liquor store. It ain't like that. Like, we got all the bad shit in the hood. Bad foods, the fast food, processed foods, the liquor, cigarettes, pawn shops. anything that prey on people, the money loan, the little loan places, anything that prey on the poor, we got it. Somebody sent me a motherfucking thing in the mail. I'm glad I some say Google these people before you call these people. They was like, yo, we, you know what I'm saying, you've been approved for whatever, a little loan. So I'm thinking like, okay, you know what I'm saying, shit, I get paid, boom, I can pay that shit back when I get paid. Like, bam, you know what I'm saying, real quick. Yeah. So I went, Googled the people. Come to find out, they say they have a 788% interest on that motherfucker. I said, 788%? Like, how is that possible?
That shit's crazy.
They said, so if I would have got 400, I would have paid back like 7,000. I said, God damn. I was like, ain't no, they, and they, if you look these people up, they in the Better Business Bureau. They got a one rating. There's so many complaints about them robbing people. They was like, yo, do not fuck with these people. It was like, and they won't let you pay. Like, if you want to pay it off early, they like, nah, it's weird shit. So I'm like, nah, bro, I'm glad I tore that shit up.
That's one of the traps, man. Like, you know, it not that we're doing a keep it 100, but just because of the way the conversation flowed. If you're in college or you're one of these young cats that listen to the show and you think about doing a payday loan, don't do that shit. No matter how simple you think it is, you get hooked. Because that $100 will be $250 when you go to pay it back. You ain't got $250, so you ask for the extension. So they'd be like, all right, well, give us $85. We're rolling over. Next thing you know, it's been fucking 7 months, and you've been paying off this goddamn $100, $200. Mm-hmm. Don't do that shit, bro. I got caught up in that shit because I was in college in Atlanta. And goddamn,
home,
man.
Home of the payday loan, the pawn your car title place. Like, let me tell you a funny story. Like, I live in Florida. We live close to the line of Georgia. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your story. But as soon as you cross the Georgia line, it's like five car pawn your title places. Like, soon, I mean, it's the first thing you see when you go from Florida to Georgia, from where I live at. That's the first five buildings, pawn your car title. And people be going over there doing that shit, man.
That shit, man, it'll get you, man. So, you know, the early keep it 100, fact for the day, man. Don't do no goddamn payday loans if you're thinking about it. And also, don't pawn your shit. Like, if you pawn in your PlayStation or whatever, that's on you. But if it's jewelry, don't pawn that shit back. I have no confidence that they give you back the same thing you gave them. None. If you give them a ring with diamonds in it, guaranteed that you're going to get back some shit with cubic in it. Mm-hmm. They're going to take your shit. So be careful out there in them streets, man. I guess, like, kind of on the same story, sort of. Pawning shit, selling shit. I'm reading this story live. I didn't open it, you know, when Jeremy sent me the awesome outline. An 18-year-old model sells her virginity for $3.5 million? Is that what that says?
Yes. 3.47 if you want to be exact, but just to round it up for the real niggas, $3.5 million.
I'm calling bullshit on the story before I read it. There's no way this happened.
I'm telling you it's happening, it's all right.
There's no way this happened. Let's see. So I remember hearing this story before. This is an older story.
Same girl, yeah.
So, but this actually happened now.
Yeah, she settled on the price, and the highest bidder has been named.
We mentioned this shit back. I mean, this is episode 251, so it had to be around episode 100. Where this chick was selling her virginity. She's a model or some shit like that. She's selling her virginity. She's, how old was she? 18 or something like that.
This one is 18. Yeah.
She's 18 years old. She's selling her virginity.
This is not the same thing we talked about on another show, sorry. No.
It's not the same. So this is a thing now?
Yes, this is a thing now. What are you talking
about? So this is another broad. Yes. Not the broad we talked about before. This is a different chick.
This is a different
Jesus Christ.
It's all right, look. If that was the case, we'd have been talking about an underage girl on another show. And we don't do shit like that over here.
You know, we just
think about it. It is all right. You say episode 100. That was about like 3 years ago. This girl would have been 15. We wouldn't have been talking about that.
$3.47 million for the honor of deflowering her. This has got to be bullshit, Jer. There's no way this is a real story.
It's a real story, man.
I don't buy this shit. This is on Asia One.
But it's on other places. Look, it's on other places, man. What's her name?
I don't buy it.
Her name's Alexandra Kefren.
Yeah, I don't know how you... Kheferen, so I guess it's Kefren.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. I know that the Chinese...
Amp. Look, it's on Amp.
I don't buy it, bro.
The sun.
She's a model, so, you know, there's the whole...
Firing factor. Model. Just owned by her family and everything.
I'm not... There's no way this shit is real.
She's from Romania. She advertised her virginity through Cinderella escorts.
Isn't this just high-level prostitution?
Yes.
Is prostitution only illegal here?
No, it's not illegal. Well, yeah, I guess the United States is probably the only place it's illegal.
It's Cinderella frowned. Escorts website, a German-based agency that sells virginity of teen. So this is a website that sells virginity of teenage girls online.
Look at that, man.
What?
Cinderella escorts, man. Told you, man. It's all right.
It's a high-level pimp.
Mm.
Cinderella escorts is an internet pimp that sells virginity of teenage girls online. It's so much creep factor in this story, bro.
Yeah.
I don't buy it. 3.7 million. First of all, Jeremy, have you, when you were single back in the day, mm-hmm. did you have sex with a virgin?
I think I might have had like two, maybe one, but I'm questionable about. I think she was, because it was like, I mean, every virgin ain't a bloody thing. Like, I don't understand when niggas say that, because sometimes it's just not like that. But this one, I think it was, because she was a little. She was asking too many questions afterwards, and I was just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what is going on here? Like, and that shit was super tight. Like, I almost felt like I was seasick, you know what I'm saying? Because I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, so I'm going to go with, I think I know for one, and, maybe two, but yeah.
Is this something that you, like, when you compare that to the other people you've been with between, rookie to all Madden, is this something that you would pay more money for?
No, I wouldn't pay nothing for it. Shit is horrible.
that's exactly my point. Why the fuck?
It's like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, maybe I wouldn't want to have sex with a virgin. Like, no. Like, there's nothing I would desire about it, because A, you don't know what you're doing. B, you don't know what you're doing. C, you don't know what you're doing. Like, I don't care. It's just, no. I do not desire that at all.
$3.47 million.
I mean, especially if I'm a grown man. Like, no.
And this shit is crazy. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I don't give a fuck what website is on. I just don't believe it. 3.47. I know they have different sexual habits over there, but I don't see you paying. Fuck 3.47. You paid $3.5 million, bro. But that's a little weird. Who do you think on the staff would pay?
GQ Blue.
You think GQ Blue would pay for
a virgin? Yeah, GQ Blue the gentleman, man. He the gentleman, man. That's what I'm saying. Like, be easy to all mad, nigga. GQ Blue is like the gentleman, but he do all his up out of love. Like, he'll lick some toes. He the gentleman. Like, he like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, GQ Blue, like I said, I believe GQ Blue, it'd be easy to have eight ass before. I know it'd be easy to have. He just looked like old ass. He nasty. But GQ Blue will eat your ass because he love you. Like, Like, he just do it because, he was like, I just want to please you 100%, girl. Like, he want every woman to have an experience. So he'll do the extra things. Like, he wake up in the morning, give him champagne and orange juice. Run a bubble bath for him. He do all that stuff. So...
I think you just made GQ stock go up.
I'm just telling. I mean, he'll be the one to pay. He's just like, well, I don't know. Beezy probably do it too. He'd be like, I can build this the way I want her to be.
I think you just helped GQ stock go up. I mean, he already got the food popping.
Yeah.
Now he traveling. He got the pocket squares. Now he eating ass and giving out mimosas. It sound like. Hey, ladies, is he single now?
Hey, man, I think so. GQ's the bachelor.
Hey, ladies, holla GQ Blue, man.
Yeah, man, GQ single as fuck. Holla my boy, man.
Hey, man, get that in, man. I know you don't want to talk about this, but it's a sport topic. So I want to mention this before we get to the sports. North Carolina won, bro.
Man, don't do this to me, Sal, right?
South Carolina won, bro.
It's all right.
I'm just saying the Carolinas won college basketball this year.
Man.
How do you feel, man?
Listen. You know how I feel, man? I feel the same way I felt when I started listening to the Soul Food Sneaker Talk podcast on YouTube, and I seen Saul Wright. excuse me, Beard Jedi on there. I was just like, I felt like I was watching Cheaters or something, my nigga, and they were showing Joey Greco showing me the video, and I was just like, oh, this, I mean, this,
it's the same. It's the same. You're saying that those feelings are the same.
I'm heartbroken in North Carolina and South Carolina, just like I was heartbroken when I seen Saul Wright. I was like, that's Saul. That's my nigga Saul. What the fuck?
Jesus Christ. I mean, I knew you felt some kind of way.
Look, it's all right. I mean, I'm not mad. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, he's
not mad this week.
Look, it's all right, the star over there. So I'm like,
I'm not the star over there.
I see my nigga shining. Like, he's like, I was just watching it. I was like, yo, man, y'all do know y'all dealing with a professional over there. Like, sorry.
I am definitely not the star anywhere. I'm just doing what I do, man.
Might lose all right, people, man. He about to blow up, man.
Man, we ain't blowing up.
Shoes, y'all understand. All right is in this whole element over there, man. Soul food sneaker talk. S-O-L-E sneaker. I mean, food sneaker talk. Look it up on YouTube. All right is a fucking man.
I'm just here, man, doing what I do, man.
10-11. I don't know what went on before then, but from 10 on, hey, man. Every day of summer.
You stupid. You stupid. Hey, I'm not gonna let you sidestep that. Do you feel that North Carolina?
I hate Carolina. I hate the state of South Carolina. So it's just like, I mean, but they the girls' basketball team, so nobody, I mean they beat UConn, so it's like,
yeah, they didn't beat UConn. UConn ain't there.
Mississippi State, if Mississippi State would have won the title, then it would have felt a little better. It's like, you won the title, but you ain't have to play UConn. So it's like, you really ain't the champ. You know what I'm saying? Damn. You beat Mississippi State. Mississippi State should have won that game. Because they beat UConn. You know what I'm saying? South Carolina ain't have to play them. So it's just like, you're paper champions.
Damn, man. That's cold. Paper
champions, I said it. I mean, congrats to John Staley. She won a title as a player and as a coach. Congratulations. But in my book, you didn't. Hey, Ric Flair said, to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Y'all did she win one in college?
Huh?
Did she win one in college?
That's what they said she did.
I know she did in the pros and she won a gold medal, but I don't know that she won one in college.
What college she went to? Like Virginia or some shit?
Yeah. I don't know that she won one in Virginia. I guess we can look that shit up if we try to fact check.
I mean, we can. Put this blunt down. Let's see. I was like, my hand's a little full right now, but let me check.
Yeah, she's, well, that says as a coach. That's D1 as a coach. As a player, yeah, I don't think she won one as a player. Well, that kind of sucks. That would have been really dope. Like, not sucks against her. It just would have been dope if she won one at every level. But she won one. She didn't win one as a player in college, but she won one. I think she won three as a pros, didn't she? The Comets. I think the Comets won like three back to back. I know she was on one of those teams. I don't know if she was on multiple.
Oh yeah, she just won the Naismith Award. Okay, yeah. 3-time All American. She got 3 gold medals.
Yeah. That's always weird, right? It's like the All-Star thing. Like, yeah, I guess that matters. Either way, though, props to her, man. She's always been a class act. It's dope to see her get one. So that's what's up. I can't be mad at that. I just thought it was interesting that the Carolinas won. But the reason I mentioned the sports topic is because Jerry Jones is in the news again. Is he, like, he might as well just be the commissioner of the NFL.
I mean,
whatever he says goes. He's moving teams. He's going to end up getting. So the reason we're talking about him this week is because he's proposing that marijuana be deemed, I don't want to say not, it's not illegal. He wants to make it legal for use for medicinal purposes in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you let the boys do everything, not everything, but you know what I'm saying? You give them all other ways to heal their pain. If this guy say, yo, I feel like I need to smoke a joint, take the edge off, I mean, why can't he? Like, what the fuck? I mean, I'm basically an independent contractor anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that shit crazy.
I think Bomani talks about it every once in a while. It's not about the medicinal use of marijuana. It's the problem. It's the stigma of marijuana in this country.
It kills your brain cells. That's what the Bonnie clip say.
Well, and it's because we spend so much time trying to tout these players as heroes and shit, and we don't want them to look at the kids or the kids to look up to them using weed. Like, that's the whole thing. Because weed is still a bad drug. It's a gateway drug, allegedly. So that's really what it's about. It has nothing to do about the health of the players. You just don't want this to be a bad influence for the kids. And I can't be mad at Jerry for this one. Like, I don't really like a lot of the shit he does. But I can't be mad at him for this one. I think he's right. They should let these players do what they got to do. If you let these players take all the other shit they're taking anyway, let that motherfucker smoke a joint and go to bed and sleep it off. Instead of taking these painkillers and having concussions and all that. Now, I do wonder, how does concussions and weed go together?
Might help.
I don't know how that could help.
Well, I mean, yeah, shit, concussion, you ain't playing, so you do whatever. I mean, you can't really do nothing with a concussion but rest. Like, you can't.
But so if you have CTE, it's like eroding your brain cells, or you're losing mental capacity, right?
Yeah.
And weed allegedly helps you lose mental capacity as well, right?
No, it doesn't. No, and it's actually
allegedly. I'm saying allegedly.
Yeah, so maybe it'll kill off the bad, the ones that's killing you off, and just save you. I don't know.
I don't know. It seems like a weird combination.
I'm off of the medicine.
It seems like a weird combination. But I can't be mad at Jerry for this. I think it's something they need to go ahead
with. They get players, what's that shit called, Teradol or whatever?
Hey, man, everything they give the players is bad.
Yeah, if they get that for you, so you won't feel no pain. Mm-hmm. Sunday and Monday, but then Tuesday, that shit, you come crashing down, and you just like, ugh, feel like I want to die. You know what I'm saying? If that shit legal, why I can't smoke a blunt? Like, if some shit had me feel no pain for 2 days.
Hey, that shit, like, because what they're treating is they're treating the side effect, they're not treating the symptoms.
Yeah.
So if I'm having pain, let's not kill my nerve endings. Let's find out what the fuck the issue is, why I feel pain.
Mm.
But instead, they're like, yeah, we'll just kill the nerve endings so you don't feel it. Well, that's not cool. Because the issue's going to be there. Like, that's a warning. Pain is usually a sign that some shit is fucked up. That's how it works. You know, if your hand is being burned, you don't just make the hand numb. You get your fucking hand out the flame. So I don't know about this shit, but, you know, props to Jerry for finally doing this right. Yeah. I don't agree with the Raiders move. Like I talked about last week, the Raiders move kind of fucks me up. And he was very instrumental in that, as well as the Rams move. Like, he opened his mouth, so he might as well be the commissioner.
So you think Jerry, like, what, number two on Roger Goodell list?
He's number one. He's before Roger Goodell.
Nah, man.
Goodell's just a figurehead.
Robert Kraft is, I mean, as far as owners go, Robert Kraft is his best bud. Is Roger Goodell best buddy, ain't he?
Yeah,
No, that's right.
Exactly, they got into it last season, and even at that, he doesn't pull any strings. Jerry Jones has moved two teams now. He's moved two teams and got three stadiums built that are worth over $1 billion each. Which means that for each stadium, the fucking owners have pocketed between $25 and $50 million.
They say all the ex-Cowboy players, they always have good things to say about Jerry Jones. They was just like, nobody has anything bad. They say Jerry set you up. Like, Jerry know where money at, how to get you paid. If you fuck with Jerry, Jerry going to do that. Man, listen.
Hey, you do what you do, man. I had a long conversation the other day. That's like, you know, I don't want to get into it on the show. But we were talking about watching the NFL and how the NFL doesn't give a shit about fans. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Like, they don't give a fuck. Like, it's all about the money. They don't give a shit about the fan.
It's going to be a motherfucker. Like, it's all right. You say, fuck the NFL this year. I'm not going to watch it. You know what? Right. They're like, yo, I got somebody to fill that seat. Even if you have been a season ticket holder for 10 years, mm-hmm. and you just, like, they're not going to say, hey, come on back, man. Nah, man, don't give up your PSL. You're going to be like, fuck you. We got a nigga on the waiting list. They don't care.
Do you think that the college, football, college sports cares about the fans a little bit more?
They care about the fans more. They care about the fans. That's all they care about is the fans.
You think so?
Yes. Fans drive college football. Yes, they get outside money, but it's some motherfucking rabid fans. Them niggas naming their kids after players and coaches and shit. Them the ones that, yes, they cater to them motherfuckers. I'm telling you. Because they don't pay the players shit. like they said, the NCAA has the best market because they have players for nothing, for zero. They don't have nothing invested in these niggas. And you know what I'm saying? So we get everything off these niggas and for them doing all the shit. Football team, the basketball team, they bring in so much money for the schools, and the schools get them an education. How much is that worth? It's priceless. You know what I'm saying? I know niggas with degrees that don't have jobs. Like, yo, fuck it. Like, I ain't got a job.
I said that shit to my cousin the other day because he's a Clemson fan, South Carolina church boy, so he's got a different perspective on shit. He mentioned that the other day. He was like, the product in the NBA is suffering because these kids are going out early, and they should have to stay 3 or 4 years to go pro. And I was like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why are you penalizing the kid because he has an opportunity to finally get paid off of his skill? So what? He got to go play for 3 or 4 years and take all his damage to his knee and end up like Derrick Rose? For what?
Yep.
For what? And at the end of the day, these other establishments, colleges, ESPN, are making all this money off these kids, and you telling me the kids can't make it? That's bullshit, man. The NBA is suffering, if it's suffering, from picking shitty people. You got how many teams in the NBA?
32,
and you only got 2 rounds in the draft.
Yeah.
So that's 64 kids that are getting picked out of the thousands that are playing college sports. Exactly. And then the rest of them are going to play to the D League, or they're going over. Right. So if you're picking the shitty 64, that's your problem. Penalize the kids.
They say only 1% of all college athletes go pro. 1%. So god damn, like, you know what I'm saying? But then, like, they do well. They're interning for man. Fuck that shit. Y'all making money, big time money. Like they say, the coaches are the highest paid. If you look at, they was doing like a little thing of all the state employees, because you know football coaches are state employees, and the highest paid state employee was like a football coach in like most states. You know what I'm saying? Right. It was like.
But you want to tell me that the educators are worth more, and that teacher's making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. Even a well-paid professor is $100,000.
Yeah.
But the education is worth. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, man.
No.
This shit is crazy. I'm literally opening this story now, and I don't really know what the fuck you be coming up with when you get these stories. Female Drake University student initiates sex with an incapacitated male, lies about key details, and guess who got expelled? So you're telling me that, and I'm not even reading this shit. Drake University, there was a dude that was passed out. Drugs, sleep, whatever. She's had sex with him, so he got raped.
She started sucking his dick. And then
that's still rape.
Yeah, she started sucking his dick, and she stopped when he couldn't get an erection.
And then, how did she end up telling on him? And how did this, what happened?
Okay.
How did they get caught? It's murky as fuck. So, the dude's father that got raped is part of the university, but the dude got put out.
Yeah.
So, the dude got expelled because he got raped.
And daddy got fired.
Because he got raped.
Yeah, because of the lawsuit against the school.
How do you sue the school for raping somebody?
Okay, no. The boy, he sued the school for what happened because he said he didn't do shit. He got expelled from school, which means he can't get in any other school because he got a rape charge.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, how did he get a rape charge when he got raped?
Okay, let's see. I'm trying to read what Drake is on, okay?
Because this story is long as fuck, people. I just want y'all to know that. But the way the story goes is that she made it seem like she was. The part that's missing for me is why did this story, like, who told?
Yeah, I'm getting to that point. Jane and Virginia take them both back to John's friend's house. When they arrived at the house, it was so crowded that they ended up heading to John's car to be alone. It was there that Jane initiated oral sex. Notably, John passed in and out of consciousness as it was happening. As he testified, John Doe was so intoxicated that he only remembered bits and pieces of the oral sex. He stated he was blacked out for large portions of their time in the parked car, and he did not remember giving consent for the oral sex performed on him by Jane Doe. In fact, John Doe did not remember the oral sex performed on him in the parked car until he returned to the car the next morning looking for his debit card, which he discovered had fallen out of his pocket. So what was the charge? How did they get caught?
That's right. That's what I'm saying. If there was sexual misconduct, that means that something happened
to make this be brought up. The encounter soon came to an end. John was too incapacitated to maintain an erection, and the pair ventured into the house. At this point, their accounts are hazy, confused, and contradictory. There you go. I couldn't get it out. I Kevin Garnett'd that shit. Oh, ain't he mad at Kevin? I see what happened now. I see what happened. It was live and you just try to read real fast.
Yo. Equivalent. Equivalent. So they went in the house, but how the fuck?
Okay. Jane remembered collapsing into a beanbag chair and waking up to discover John on top of her wearing a condom. Her pants was pulled down. Okay, so this is where. Okay, so then now she did count. She claimed she told him to stop. He did, and she left. You know what I'm saying? But Jane did not go straight home. She went to another frat house uninvited and climbed into bed with an unexpected person. She jumped on top of him. He told her to leave. Then he had to a different room to shirt. And initiated oral sex on a third person. Oh my God.
God damn.
Jane sleeps alone with, of course, these two together. Okay. Jane and a friend went to the public safety office to report John for sexual assault. Okay. She also went to the hospital to obtain a sexual assault examination, but left before any tests could be performed. Jane later stated that she doubted herself, asking questions like, what am I doing? What if I did consent? So that's what she, okay. So she went for the whistle.
And so this is where it gets weird, and this is where it's odd. You know, this is where GQ Blue would chime in and say something thought-provoking and insightful, because I understand. I'm not naive enough to think that just because she was out here trying to kick it with two or three dudes that there wasn't a fourth dude that could have raped her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just because she's out here doing what she's doing, it doesn't mean that all of it was welcome. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the first two dudes was something she was looking for, and the third dude saw her out here wilding, so he was like, fuck it, I'm going to take the pussy since she's giving it away.
Yeah.
And then she said, okay, I got to go tell because I was raped. That's completely valid. I can't even say nothing about that. But at the same time, how do you, if you're the judge in this case, and maybe that's why it went the way it went, how do you end up trying to judge this separately from the context it was given?
Yeah.
Because if it comes to light that the whole story is that you tried to fuck with dude A, dude B, dude C, and dude D saw you fucking with dude C, so he tried to make an advance, how do you take A, B, and C out of the context in your judgment?
Mm.
And apparently that's what the judge did, because he expelled the student. The dude student. That's some weird shit.
Yeah. Horrible story. All around.
And that's... This is where GQ would come in handy, because I don't like how they framed it up. So, female Drake student initiates sex with incapacitated male, lies about key details, guess who got expelled. Let's not turn this into a witch hunt and make it seem like she's automatically wrong. Because that's what you're doing. You're framing it up like she fucked it up. She fucking raped the dude and now he got expelled, and that's totally unjust. That's not exactly the truth. That's not what happened. That's not what happened. There's more to the story. And that's just fucked up. Do you think it's possible for a dude to get raped?
Yes. We've all been raped before.
Wait, what?
Well, okay. I mean...
like, don't put me in that shit. Wait a minute.
This whole cast has been problematic, man. Good gracious.
The fuck did you just say? What did you just admit, Jerm?
Oh, I didn't admit anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Go ahead, let it out, man.
I was Kevin Garnett over here.
go ahead, let it out, man. Shit. Yeah. I was going to say that when we were talking about the whole virginity story, and I was like, shit, you know what's scary and what's fucked up is that we don't know that we're dealing with, if we're dealing with virgins or not, because there's so much sexual misconduct in our community. You have no idea who's been dealing with shit. Like, that's fucked up, because the chick that I found out was a virgin wasn't really a virgin, because she had been through some shit before me. Mm. So I got both stories at the same time. I'm like, I'm not ready. Like, this conversation's all fucked up. But the reason I brought up the Black Ink shit is because there was another episode of Black Ink this week. Did we have tears this week? I got to think about this now. Did we get crying this week?
No crying this week. No tears this week.
No tears this week. That's okay. So that's a first for a while. We got a tattoo done on the show. That's a first for a while.
Hey, Melly knocked that one out of the park.
She doesn't do bad work.
Nah, Melanie. But like I said, Melanie, Young Bay, I haven't seen the new dude do nothing yet. But you know what I'm saying? They talk about him like he the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like they Caesar guys finally got some good artists in the shop.
Had. Because Melody works at her husband or her whatever he is, she works at his shop.
Oh, I knew that was gonna happen.
She works at House of Monkey.
Yeah, keep it current, sorry. Not today, but for the show.
Oh yeah, my bad. So for the show, yeah. She was at Caesar's shop, acting as the manager. How do you feel about that? Her coming back and saying she wants to manage.
Hey, they're like, she don't. She said, listen. I mean, if she gonna be here, she want the shit to be a certain way, and you know, like I agree with Melody. Like, yo, I'm with it. I let an artist have some say so in managing, like, cause she really know what's going on, like. Sky's good, you know, but they still need somebody with, you know, I'm with it. I like Melody.
But do you feel like Sky is right? Like, C's is disrespecting her and not giving her a true shot, even though she's been there the longest?
I mean, but see, you can't, just because you've been there the longest, don't mean you manage material. But you got to show me that you deserve a shot. You just can't just think I'm going to get to you because you've been down on me. Why can't make Walt manager?
Walt was manager. He got fired.
That's what I'm saying. So why Walt ain't ready for another chance? Like, that, I see what she's saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? You just giving niggas chances. Why I can't get a chance? I get that. But, you know, niggas just not comfortable with your management style. Like, you know, Sky, you got to get a little more professional.
A lot more professional. Like, you can't take time off work because you're getting your titties, your ass, and then your pussy reconstructed. Like, that's not...
You know what I'm saying? Like, I shouldn't even know that. You should be taking time off the... You know, I gotta go to, you know, just you taking some time off. I should know that you're going to get all this shit done. Like, it's not my business. Nah. Like, I should know that you're getting your pussy done. Like, that right there, it make me not manage material. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not.
we shouldn't be having a party and it says we get somewhere your titties coming out.
Yeah, boundaries. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, boundaries. Like, come on.
That shit is weird. And maybe that's why he doesn't respect her, you know, flat out. It's just like. You used to be queen of the mixies. You used to just hang out at the shop.
Thank you.
You worked your way up and here's the ceiling.
You done parlayed in that hanging out in the shop, but you getting paid to hang out in the shop now.
Yeah.
You still queen of the mixies. Like, you ain't left that part alone. Like, you ain't elevated from that shit. Like, nah, you still out here fighting bitches at parties and shit. Pulling wigs off. Like, you ain't. So, no, Sky, you're not ready to be manager.
This show, I would like to say, this show's wig budget is amazing. Every female on the show.
All these reality TV, sorry, made me want to start selling hair. I swear to God, my nigga, it's all right. Listen, I'm thinking about that shit, boy. Like, hey, if I find me a good lick on this hair, because I said, that's where the money at. That's like, hey, these ladies are paying $200-$300.
Hey, man.
For some of this ass, all right, $300.
Every episode, somebody wig coming off.
Think about it. $300.
It's some money out there, man. We got to get it because this is crazy. What else happened on this episode?
Shit, girlfriend got exposed.
But that's the lead-in for the next episode.
But it happened on this one, all right. It was in there fighting like a motherfucker. It her wig came off. I was like, whoa.
That's what made me think of it. Like, the wig came off, and of course they put this teaser. This is like the last 5 or 10 minutes the chick come in there and say she got a whole nother kid, and like, why are people showing up to the shop and dropping off pictures and shit? Like, I don't. That shit is so weird, man. I guess maybe since we're outside of New York, we don't get how big this shop is in the community. It's got to be a major shop because people just keep showing up and confronting their exes and shit.
Why the cameras are there,
of course. You know what I'm saying? Just showing up. Can I speak to Richard? The fuck you looking for? Who is Richard, bitch? What you want? Nikki's lying to you. She's got a whole another life that you don't know about. She got a family. She got another kid. And I came with Polaroids to... Like, why would you even give a shit?
Hey, man. She like, I used to babysit the kid. Like,
then why aren't you talking to her? Why are you coming to tell her new husband or boyfriend? I don't know, man. That shit is weird, bro. The show is getting hard to watch. It's getting really hard to watch. C's is telling Sky to take off her shoes in his new place, and he's got all hardwood floors.
He want to scratch them up.
Come on, man. You saw those shoes. She's scratching up the floors with those shoes, bro.
Hey, man. Man said he want the shoes in his house, all right.
He ended up fucking...
Like that, one of them houses like that. You like, yo, you got to take your shoes off.
I should have had that for this little ragged-ass carpet in this apartment.
Well, GQ Blue definitely can't wait. He probably got little slippers at the door for you to put on when you get there. No, no, just put those slippers on right there.
Hey, ladies, he got a view of downtown. He got the loft.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? He cooking. He got the bourbons.
Clean shower. Clean shower. And nigga clean that shit like he got fucking Down syndrome, my nigga.
Hey. That's fucked up. Another prop, you know, saying for GQ Blue, ladies, holla GQ Blue. What's his Snapchat?
Snapchat. Whoa, just can't be giving niggas Snapchats out like
this. Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You give out niggas spam like that. You just don't give out niggas Snapchat, man.
Nah, you people give out that nigga Snapchat.
All right. People are different on Snapchat because that shit go away. Like, niggas send, like, girls send you some titties and some ass because you can't, you know, can't save it.
Get that nigga Snapchat out.
I'm going to give his Instagram out. He might, I'm going to go to his Instagram and see if it's Snap on there. If it's Snap on there, then I get out. I just can't do GQ like that, man. Damn,
we help the GQ, man. What are you talking about? We helping them. The pinky ring purveyor of peace. We helping him out.
Yeah. Oh, he do got, okay. It's a Snapchat. He got it on his Instagram. That's the only thing he say today is GQ underscore blue, BLU. Again, that's GQ underscore blue, BLU. Just like his name, GQ Blue.
Ladies, you check him out on Snapchat, man. He cooking all the meals for you. He got the music edit in the background. He going to these different places. He's speaking to the kids, man. He's a great guy. Ladies, look him up.
Boy.
What's that?
So fuck with your boy, man.
Fuck with your boy, man. And this episode was just, it was really weird that Caesar's got the new place that's apparently right around the corner from Sky.
Look, Sky live a little higher than him, though. Sky was like, yeah, you see that up there? Yeah, that's my house.
And we saw Sky's house.
Yeah, but you know, New York, man. Come on, that's all right. Hey, New York, you move out to an apartment like this. Think about Atlanta apartment, the size of it. New York could cost you about $3 million. So you got to understand. Them niggas are impressed with the little things. Like, you know, you got people living in boiler rooms like we saw a couple weeks ago on the show. Like, you know, come on.
Hey, man, my first apartment in Atlanta was probably about 1,300 square feet. That shit was huge.
Yep.
That shit was huge. I know in New York, yeah, that would have been about at least $3,000 or $4,000 a month.
Yeah, about $4,000 or $5,000. Like, that is ridiculous how high the rent is in New York. Because a shithole going to cost you $1,000 a month.
How does that make sense? You ain't got no parking space. Like, how do you?
Kind of car, though. You got to think about it. Most people in New York don't have cars.
Somebody's got cars. There's a lot of cars in that motherfucker.
Yes, somebody's driving. But you think about it. But it's not like down here where you have to have a car. Like up there, like niggas don't have driver license. Man, they be grown as fuck. Don't have a driver license. They ain't got no car. Like, they been riding the train all my whole life.
I don't disagree. My homegirl moved to New York from St. Louis, and she doesn't drive anymore. Like, she don't even try to drive. When she went back to St. Louis, she was like, fuck it, I can't even do it no more.
Yeah.
I get it, but somebody's driving. There's a lot of cars out there, bitch.
Yeah, it's 22 million people, so probably like 10% of them got cars. You know what I'm saying?
That's enough.
To fuck up everything.
What else on this episode did you did anything else stand out to you in this episode other than how Melody's husband, fiance, boyfriend is a jerk?
Yeah, he's a fucking dickhead, man. Like, I don't like his accent. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, like, what is your problem? He always throwing little subtle shots. Like, yeah, if you'd be managing here instead of, you know, you can't even be a manager at the house. Like, nigga, shit, like, bitch. Like,
he must have that game, bro. He must be slanging.
Hey, it must be something, but Melly about to leave his ass alone, though.
She ain't going nowhere, man. Like, he even put that root on her. She ain't going nowhere, bro.
Damn.
Because she used to fuck with girls and everything before he came along. Now, she got a baby and shit. She ain't going nowhere, bro. Mm-hmm. She let that motherfucker talk to her however he wants to. It gets caught on the show, and she's still going to be there when it's over with. If she like it, I love it, but it's kind of fucked up. Donna took a backseat for 2 episodes in a row. I'm kind of proud of that. We ain't got no Donna shenanigans.
Hey, like, Kitty is like a more vicious duchess, man. Like, I don't like Kitty, man. Like,
Who, like, strictly from an aesthetic standpoint?
She look way better than Duchess.
But whose body's better?
Kitty.
Really?
Yes, that's, remember, Duchess went and bought some titties. Hey.
Hey, well, I mean, it was money well spent.
Yeah, but still, she ain't have. Like, Kitty got, you know.
I think you just hate Duchess so much.
Nah, man, I don't. It's just...
I think you just hate... Like, you hate Duchess and her dry lips so much that you can't see her body was a lot better than Kitty's.
I don't know, man. I still have to go with Kitty. Then, look, how far off the damn radar are you when you at a DMX birthday party? Like, really, man? I'm like...
Like, the show is just getting hard to watch because I don't even understand what the fuck... Why did that even happen? This is episode season 5. We've seen no ties to DMX.
I was saying, yo, I remember I was one of the, I did one of his first tattoos, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like his first, like, he make it seem like Black Ink was built off DMX tats or something. Like, I did the one of Boomer. I was his main tattoo guy. No, he wasn't, man.
There's no way. Like, like I said several times now, the show's getting hard to watch. We're getting down to the last few episodes, and I'm almost ready for it to be over with.
Caesar said he's building an empire.
Look, stop it. Like, you can't even... So he's trying to build another tattoo shop out of the country?
No, he just said somewhere he expanded, he want to franchise. Remember, he's like, yo, I'm going to franchise Black Ink.
I can't be mad at him for trying.
Yeah, I'm not mad at you for trying. It's just the way you say it, you know, like...
Like, you just, the shop was just closed 2 weeks. Well, for us, the shop was just closed 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know what the fuck's really going on. I don't know, man. They got one more season.
According to the show, you said you're not turning a profit at 1/13.
Right. When the lights went out, it was because there wasn't no money coming in.
Yeah, Kitty said, y'all need to worry about turning a profit over here. Like, you said you're making money at 1/25.
Hey, and Sky got bent out of shape. Like, she's ready to fight Kitty. She's ready to get it in. Yeah. So anyway, man, we got a couple more episodes of that. And I thought about this when I got the outline. What else are you watching? I don't think I'm really watching shit else. Like, me and the wife, we watch Blackish. We watch, you know, HGTV every once in a while when they show some people of color buying some shit. That don't happen often. I watch Big Bang Theory. And that everything else is wrestling and ESPN. I don't really have shit that I watch regularly. Why am I paying for cable?
Mm-hmm. To have the convenience to do that.
So we had this discussion too, because apparently YouTube is about to start broadcasting TV shows.
Damn.
And my issue is that with all these Fire Sticks and all these other things that you can watch, if you're watching this shit on a regular TV and you get a low resolution stream or you get buffering, you're looking at 55 inches of shitty picture. And that doesn't make sense to me. If you watch TV on your laptop all day, or your iMac and shit like that, it's not a big deal. But if you're looking at a big ass screen TV and you get some shitty streams, how is that a win?
Hey,
it's like watching a bunch of cam movies. I don't get
it. The cable companies are starting to crack down on this Fire Stick stuff. You do know that, right?
How so?
The bandwidth, you know what I'm saying? They get the streaming. Like, that's like the big initiative. Like, that's now they're going after the streaming. So That's the new thing that's going down.
And that's what I told my wife, because we were talking about it today with the YouTube thing, and I was like, look, like the option of YouTube is cool. Like, you can cut off your cable package. But if you look at your, if you got one of those package deals, the cable portion is the smallest portion.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a bundle and they're doing a bundle for $100, $80 of that is going to be your internet.
Yeah.
They'll give you the cable for $10 and they give you a little funky ass phone for $10 or whatever. But so when you go and cut off your cable, you say, I don't want the cable and the phone. How much is the internet? The internet is going to go up to $120. They're going to be like, fuck it. That's how much you're paying. And then they're going to throttle your service. So after a certain bandwidth of speed or at peak hours, you're going to get less service. So even though you're paying YouTube $40 a month for this TV streaming, it's going to be shitty pictures at 7 and 8 o'clock, which is prime time. That's when everybody's on the net.
So I don't know, man. What's the cable company in your area?
It is now Spectrum. It was Time Warner, but now it's Spectrum.
Spectrum.
And they have AT&T U-verse, which is horrible in comparison. And there's areas where really fucked the game up is when downtown areas got Google Fiber.
Oh, shit.
So everybody is trying to compete with Google Fiber, and they're not close. And so they're like, fuck it. Time Warner is, well, Spectrum is trying to compete with them as far as the speed goes. So that gave me a little bump in speed, but it's still not going to compare. And AT&T is not even in the realm. They're not even, their shit is horrible. Out here anyway. It's not even close. So I really, like, we're probably going to finally make this move. I just don't know what the fuck people like Germ do. Like, because you watch TV most of the time on your fucking Mac, right?
Yep. So, I do almost 100% of my TV watching on the Mac. Especially now, since I don't have cable.
So then what is, y'all have a TV in the house, correct?
We have two TVs in the house.
So, if you don't have cable, what are they watching?
They don't watch shit.
So the TV's just sitting there, unless it's used for TV gaming or some shit?
Yeah. Playing the game on it, that's what it.
That's interesting. A whole household of people that don't really watch TV.
Yeah, that shit crazy. But it ain't gonna be like that for much longer.
So you're summertime, about
to... summertime coming up, man. You know, because I haven't had cable in the house. Since January, about December 31st, yeah, New Year. So yeah, this whole year, no cable.
Oh, so you had it last year?
I had the basic cable, like, you know, okay. Basic, but I didn't have it none coming in this year. I've been no cable.
And then you paying the up? You paying extra for internet or no?
Only had internet in my house already.
All right, well, I won't even go down that path. What else are you watching?
That looks all right. I guess I'm picking up.
Hey, man, let's not even, don't do it, man. Just tell them what you're watching, man.
Oh, man, I started watching Westworld. Shout out to my HBO plug. You know what I'm saying? I started watching Westworld. It's a pretty good show, man. It's about this, like, amusement park, almost like a virtual reality amusement park, but it's not really virtual reality. It's like people are robots. And you can go here and you can, it's like a Western, you know what I'm saying, eating. It's like cost you $40,000 a day. And you can go here and do whatever the fuck you want to do, man. Like, you can either be a white hat or a black hat. You know, black hat mean you're a bad guy, white hat, good guy. And, you know, you can just shoot these robots and you can do anything. They can't hurt you, but you can hurt them. You know what I'm saying? You can fuck them, shoot them, whatever, man. And it's like, look, it's almost like a video game. Like, they have, like, all the robots, like, got a little script that they read. So, you know, any visit, you know, they be like, oh, we're looking for this wanted man. You want to go try to find him? You like, yeah, let's go. You know, and they take, you know, it's just whatever. But it's all right. It's pretty straight. So, you know, check it out. If you got HBO, Westworld, Homeland, you know, it is still what it is. Shit is fire. Shout out to Carrie and Quinn, Dardal and all them niggas, Saul Berenson. Yeah. What else? I'm caught up with Prison Break, but I seen that it's back on TV now, so I guess me and the wife will watch that whenever she gets home. And what else I'm watching? Tights Come Bite on Monday.
Yeah, man. Finally get some football back here.
Yeah. Tights will be bike.
Tights will be bike, and Better Call Saul will be bike.
Yep, Better Call Saul coming. Hey, Get Down coming back on Netflix sometime. I think it's April 7th. That's like, what, tomorrow? The Get Down will be back on. So, yeah, check that out. Kendrick Lamar's supposed to be dropping an album tomorrow. It's all right.
Hey, man, that's what he said.
They said April the 7th to get y'all shit, so maybe K-Dot dropping an album tomorrow.
Hey, man, we understand that the views are low when this episode comes out because Kendrick Lamar is taking over the world streams. And
yeah.
That kind of leads into your Keep It 100.
Which one was that?
The Chicks with Stretch Marks, based on K-Dot's song.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
You want to share what you had down for the people?
Chicks with Stretch Marks. I see that was a trending topic this week, which is weird. And now you got niggas acting like, yo, everybody likes Stretch Marks now. Stretch Marks are hot now. But niggas been saying that shit. Like, that ain't nothing new. But now, like, it's so trendy. Now, Stretch Marks are trendy. I can't believe that. It's trendy to have Stretch Marks. And that's the weirdest shit ever. So, right.
Like,
Kendrick. But he got people upset in the new song when he said he like his women natural or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? So the women came out and said, what was the whole uproar? Did you hear about that?
I didn't see it because I didn't watch it. Like, I don't understand. Why are we always mad about some shit? I think the controversy was, and this is why I chose to not get involved with it, is because it was a picture of him with his light-skinned chick. And it usually goes back to the natural thing, but he chose a light-skinned girl.
California, though, man.
How about black people come in a lot of fucking shades, and some of them just happen to be lighter than others?
He been with us forever. Like, why? I mean, he been with us since high school. Like, come on, man.
And I don't want to say that to be like, there's not a plight of darker girls, of dark-skinned chicks, dark-skinned people in our community. I think that's very real. But everything is not an attack against dark-skinned people.
I'm telling you, it's something in the prenatal pills, man, making everybody kind of like not dark no more, nigga. Telling you, look, ain't no more dark-skinned babies, so all right. Used to be a lot of dark-skinned people, man. Them shit, hey, they like a minority now, man. Watch.
Hey, man.
20 years, ain't gonna be no dark butts in the United States.
did you listen to his song, the one that started?
Yes, I did. It was the second one. I can't think of the name of it, but I did listen to it. Humble was the first. No,
I didn't.
You're right. Humble was the heart. Was part four was the first. You're right. Humble was the second. My bad.
That was the one that started the controversy with the video and all that shit.
Yeah, the video was pretty good, better than the song. I guess after I listened to the song a couple more times, you know, I kind of warmed over to it. Like, I wasn't like, it didn't make me like, oh shit, I can't wait. I wasn't like that because, you know, I want to see what K-Dot going to do if he drops an album tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I want to know.
As it relates to your Keep It 100, the whole Stretch Marks thing, like, God, I feel like we used to love Stretch Marks because there wasn't another option.
Yeah, thank you. Like Cat Williams said, you either got stretch marks because you were skinny and got fat, or you was fat and got skinny. Like, that's just way. Stretch marks was normal. Like, I mean, damn. But now it's a big uproar, and girls, niggas like, yo, I like stretch marks. Always. And I like, stop it. I mean.
Like, I wonder when it became, and maybe this is when we need to have a female on the show. When did it become a thing? Because I remember they started coming out with the different creams and lotions to hide stretch marks.
Yeah.
When did it become a thing that people were concerned about? Because I can't think of in my life that I've ever dated a chick that was worried about her stretch marks.
Never. But maybe that's some new nigga shit, so all right. These new girls got to look like, they got to look airbrushed and they got to look perfect. Like, you know what I'm saying? So maybe society has made it now that women have to be perfect. Or them goals, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I guess it's
maybe that's what done it to them, you know what I'm saying? It ain't just because they don't understand, like, that shit is not attainable. Like, people be like, yo, I wish I could have a body like Beyonce. Okay, but you got to have a person to cook your food like Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't get that unless you got what Beyonce got. It's not like Beyonce living your life, you know what I'm saying? Beyonce ain't going to work every day, driving around in traffic, you know what I'm saying, picking up kids. I'm saying, come on, stop it. She's not doing that. So you can't get your body like Beyonce. You can't get your body like The Rock. You know what I'm saying? Well, you probably could, but, I mean, still, you're not. You know what I'm saying? God damn.
That's kind of the downside of social media, is that you're comparing yourself to Photoshop pictures and women who are not the norm. Like, I'm looking right now, for several reasons, at Ravy Loso's Instagram. And I'm trying to see if there's a picture of her with stretch marks.
course not.
She does these pictures with her phone, so it's not like she's got, I wouldn't think, she's taking them and photoshopping and putting them up.
Be easy swings up and down, she does.
I don't know her, so I can't really speak. But I'm looking at a video. I'm looking at a video of her right now on the beach. There's no stretch marks on her body.
No, Beezy said that she photoshops the picture.
Well, if I'm looking at this video and there's no stretch marks, I don't know what the fuck she's photoshopping in the picture. Matter of fact, I'm going to message you this shit right now. Which one are you on?
Are you talking about the picture with her in the purple bikini?
No, this is a video.
Oh.
Which account are you on?
It don't matter. I think I'm on the Frocastle, of course.
So I'm going to send that one over to you. And take a look at this video, because the reason I'm bringing this up is because that's what people are...
Jesus Christ.
So, if this is what the girls out there are seeing and trying to compare themselves to, number one, she's not a normal chick. Fuck the stretch mark, she's not a normal chick. But number two, she's probably, like you said, she's got a different regimen, because she's not working. This motherfucker probably don't know what work feels like collecting a regular check.
She said she was she a school teacher in Atlanta.
She's teaching what in Atlanta?
Look on the Twitter post. She took it down, but she was just like, I guess she won the paras, but she was like, which picture is? Oh yeah, look. Okay, the post when I'm gonna send you the post. Well, matter of fact, it's the 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. It's the 17th picture. It's between the palm trees. It's right above, like, it's a picture of her turned to the side in a black.
In the black or green dress, whatever the hell this is.
Taught my first high school class today.
She's fucking lying, bro. Not in that. There's no way. First of all, you didn't teach it in that.
Oh, you ain't teaching in that. I know you ain't teaching in that.
She's not teaching. There's nothing that. I don't agree with that. I don't believe any of the shit we've said today on this show. I don't believe that shit at all. But I don't remember when the stretch marks thing became an issue for black women. And maybe, like you said, maybe it's the new kids. Maybe because we're looking at all these pictures of women airbrushed and not having stretch marks. And we think like that's what's supposed to be real. I guess my question is, if the women feel like that's what's required because of what's out there, what are the dudes saying in the bedroom, or what are the dudes saying to you to reinforce that or to reject that?
That they don't like them, or they do?
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Are they? What are they saying? What's niggas the feedback? Saying,
girls know niggas say two different things. Niggas be like, oh, all on Twitter, I don't like fat girls, I don't like big girls, I don't like dark-skinned girls. Nigga online fucking the shit out of some dark-skinned girl, loving the shit out of some fat girl. So they know, women know niggas just be flogging for the likes and shit. When, you know, that's why I keep it real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't like skinny girls, like real slim girls. Like, nah, you cute, I say you cute, but you're not my thing. You're not my thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, there's only one slim girl that I'd be like, ah, you know what I'm saying? But I don't want to say her name because, you know, people be, fans be listening. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know what I'm saying? Nah, I like my girls a little, you know, plump. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If you big girl, you got some shape, I'll fuck with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't be, you know, big up top, little down low. Got that little knock knee, big girl. Nah, I can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Nah.
But if you was in a situation, let's say that you met her online or some shit, and y'all go to meet up, and the chemistry's been crazy, would you not smash? Of course, if you were single. We're talking about if you were single.
Of course, all right.
You would smash?
If I took a train ride to the boiler room girl house to get snowed in, I'm smashing up. Of course. I don't know if y'all kids know this, man. King Jerm used to be on the chat line back in the day. And the chat line was like this little phone shit where you call and like doing like 5 and 6, they had like when men could get on it, like you had to pay to, you know, the women could get on it for free, but men had to pay. So, you know, between five and six, it was like, you know what I'm saying, happy hour. So, you know, you could send and receive, you know, dudes could get on there for free then. So you should sit down and, you know, try to meet any girl you could. Sometimes it was a girl, sometimes it was not a girl. You know what I'm saying? You know, wow. But yeah. The funniest time ever, nigga, I had called one up, man. I was about to slide her and everything, nigga. I'm turning on the street, and then the motherfucker gonna bring me. I was like, oh, I just gotta tell you something. I was like, what? She's like, I'm a dude. I was like, what? I was like, oh shit, man. I drove all the way up. She's like, man, ain't nobody got no. I said, man, fuck that. I got no. Click up, hung up. I'm like, damn, it's like 1:30 in the morning. I went on a dummy mission. You know what I'm saying? Then my buddy one time, he get to the house. Some little ugly ass girl come to the door. I mean, she was ugly as a motherfucker. And then he was like, I'm looking for whatever the first name was. Oh, let me go get him. Cause I was like, whoa, at least it wasn't an ugly ass girl. Nigga, some 6'2 dude, look like with a wig on. What's up? I was like, oh shit, bust out laughing. He was like, oh no, nah, I got the wrong house. He's like, nah, you ain't got the wrong house. This the right house.
What?
Yes, nigga, what the chat line used to be wild, man. I'm talking about, man. Like, motherfuckers set you up, how you driving, then they don't need, they'll flake out on you. And then sometimes it be good. You be like, yo, one time, man, we caught up with this chick. You know what I'm saying? She was down for the Triznai. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the boys did the thing. But, like, on, like, one of the dudes, she pulled a knife out of the nigga. You know what I'm saying? And we was just like, well, shit. All right, come on, we'll get you right home. So, you know, shit. We all got in the car. She got close to the car. Zoom, pulled off on that shit. Had to walk home. Like, fuck that. You ain't gonna put no knife on nobody and get a ride home.
Hell nah, bruh. Yes. It seemed like every episode you're getting good at this of telling me some shit that I ain't ready for.
Same, man. It used to be
on
wild.
The chat line, the niggas was straight hooking niggas on purpose. And was like, yeah, we down for... So they was down for the dude. They acted like a female to hook the dude and then say, fuck it, I'm a dude now, let's get it in anyway.
Yes. Nah, bro. Not happening. So, but some nigga fell for that shit. Was like, some nigga was like, yo, shit, I done drove all the way over here. Might as well. Ain't nobody got to know. Ain't nah, fuck that,
shut
man.
Shut up, man. Ain't nobody do that shit.
No, I'm just saying, like, law of averages. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like...
Well, I done came all the way over here. You got to at least give me head then.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no faggot or nothing. But, you know what I'm saying? You suck my dick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that episode of Atlanta. Wasn't that on that episode of Atlanta?
Yep.
Like, your girl. Nigga, your girl is a man.
Ain't lying. Like, nigga, look around. We on the man's side, nigga. Like, fuck out of here.
Well, I ain't gay. Nigga, he gay as hell. Episode was hilarious. He's like, you gay as hell, nigga. Oh, shit. But anyway, man, give out your winners and losers this week so we get up out of here.
Man, my winners this week, man. I don't have a winner this week, do I? Anybody do anything great? Man, oh, no. My winners this week, man, Dr. Brasov and the wrestling guys, man. Y'all niggas went down to motherfucking WrestleMania, had good ass seats. Sit close to the motherfucking ring. You know what I'm saying? Had all your belts and shit. Dr. Brasov had that fucking white intercontinental title, nigga. I was like, oh, ooh, shit. Yeah.
He was flexing.
White, nigga. I was just like, God damn it. So, yeah, they're my winners, man. The wrestling guys over there. They have a podcast called the Wrestling Guy Podcast or something like that. I don't listen to wrestling. But I did watch WrestleMania this week. Thanks to Saul Wright and them. You know what I'm saying? I actually watched a lot of it. I started watching the Kevin Owens match on. You know what I'm saying? I thought, you know what I'm saying, maybe they'd give me a shot at being on the Four Horsemen since I watched wrestling this week, but they ain't even do a show. So, you know, that's just how it goes over there. I mean, right after the your Super Bowl, basically, you know, you don't have a show. You know what I'm saying? So,
damn.
And I was willing to do it. You know what I'm saying? GQ blew out of town. Well, I fill in. Nah, man, that's all right. I'm like,
goddamn,
like.
Goddamn.
Yeah, so, you know. That's something else, man. So, y'all wonder why I don't fuck with the Four Horsemen ass niggas, man, because they don't fuck with me. You don't watch wrestling. Why you want to be on the show? I think you just want to sabotage the show. I'm like, God, I'll sit there and watch. I ain't know nothing about nothing this week that went on, but I sat there and watched it for like till midnight. I stayed up there. I watched wrestling for 5 fucking hours. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
That ain't even the whole show. You watched 5 hours. It was still like another 3 hours that you didn't see.
See what I'm saying? So I just.
That shit's crazy, man. That shit's crazy. My winners this week.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I ain't finished talking about wrestling, man.
You got some more wrestling talk?
Yes. 2 things, yo. How the fuck is the Hardy Boy still alive, my nigga? Like, when I seen them niggas, I said, whoa, these niggas still alive? Like, these niggas were jumping through tables like 20 years ago, and them niggas still alive. I was just like, oh my God. Like, I just knew one of the Hardy Boys was dead. Like, I was just like, they had to be one of the wrestlers that died over time. But them niggas still out there, man. North Carolina, shout out, man. They from Statesville. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you getting props, but the North Carolina basketball team gets nothing.
Fuck Carolina Tar Heels, man. Oh, I would never get props, man. Fuck them, man. North Carolina Tar Heels. Fuck Dean Smith. Fuck Roy Williams. Fuck Jeff Lebo. Fuck King Rice. Fuck Serge Zwicker. Fuck Eric Montross. Fuck Jerry Stackhouse. Fuck fuck Vince Carter. Fuck Rasheed Wallace. Yeah, nah, you're cool. Fuck Rashad McCants. Fuck Marcus Page. Fuck Kennedy Meeks. Fuck Theo Pinson. Fuck Brad Doherty. Fuck fucking Hubert Davis.
Holy
fuck,
shit.
What's that black ass nigga name? NJI, what the fuck was his name?
Oh shit.
Akhtar NJI. Fuck what was his name?
Michael Oliver Candy?
God damn, was it the nigga named Avery? Ola was something.
Ola Candy?
Yeah. No, that was Michael Ola. His name was like Ola Locker. Something like that. Okalaja. Fuck Okalaja. Fuck, goddamn. Who else, man? I can keep going, nigga.
Jesus Christ. Before you get to your losers, was Vince Carter the best dunker of all time? Yes or no?
Yeah, who cares? Vince, get to him. Best dunker of all time.
Hey, man. Who's your loser, bro? Shit.
Hey, man. My loser, man, referees in the Final Four, man. I always feel like Carolina get a lot of help from the referees. Carolina, to me, are like the Dallas Cowboys. They feel like America's team. So they get a lot of favor. And it showed in the championship game, more specifically, with all the fouls being called in the second half. I mean, I'm not the only one complaining. Everybody was complaining Monday morning about the referees. 50 seconds ago in the game, 1-point game. Kennedy Meeks scrambling for the ball. He's out of bounds. But they call a jump ball and get a ball to Carolina. Yeah. Who knows what would happen? But I'm saying, Gonzaga should have got that ball. It was robbed. Referee right there. So the referees, you're my loser this week. I wish I could come up with some more fucking names. I can, but I'm not going to do that for the show and derail it. Yeah.
My winners this week is Tony Romo. Jesus Christ.
Jeff McGinnis.
Hey, man. Let's wrap up the show.
Yep.
My winner this week is Tony Romo. Only Tony Romo can retire from football and take a top job in broadcasting.
That's what's up.
I've never heard Tony Romo speak four sentences together.
And at all. Tony Romo is from a little town, undrafted guy. He made it. Married superstars. I mean, he was messing with, what's her name? Carrie Underwood. You know what I'm saying? All that good shit. Tony Romo's a superstar. Did he say replacing Boomer Esiason?
Replacing Boomer Esiason. Who's
See, Boomer, that's what you get for running your fucking mouth about Colin Kaepernick, motherfucker. Fuck shit. You, nigga. Now you got an untrained nigga took your job, nigga. Fuck you, Boomer. You should have kept your fucking mouth closed, nigga.
Shit. Hey, Boomer, man.
Like, when I see you say that, I was like, it's all right. He was talking bad about your boy. You should feel good about him getting replaced by Tony Romo.
I forgot about that part. You're completely correct, sir. Fuck yes. Boomer Esiason. My other loser this week is Kerry Hilson. Kerry Hilson and GQ Blue, that's not a shot at you, bro. I know that's your baby, but your baby tried to stick up for Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, shit.
And the Beehive went after her, nigga.
But see, Kerry can't say nothing without the Beehive going. Kerry can wake up and say, that's a beautiful morning, Beehive on her ass.
But they went ape shit, bro. They said that Beyonce went to the Met Gala with all your crush CDs on as a dress.
Man.
They went the fuck in. They was like, Kerry, don't you have some music to make it? And they was like, never mind. I said, God damn, man.
They killed her career, man. The Beehive is the Beehive's all right.
I ain't got no problem with the Beehive at all, bro.
Okay, I thought you was one of those people that said Beehive. I'd be like, ugh, I cringe when they say that.
No, never that. I got no beef with the Beehive at all, bro. At all. I mean, she had her fans buy shirts that said boycott Beyonce.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Hey, they said Beyonce get paid $1 million a post on social media.
$1 million a post.
That's what they're saying. Yeah, they say $1 million. Like, they, like she makes the most money on social media, nigga. Like, I just saw that today.
So what is what like? So promoting other people's shit or just anything?
I guess promote other people's shit. It has so much shit in the pictures and shit. You know what I'm saying? But they say it's $1 million. I guess so. If Beyonce got your shit on or whatever in the shit in the goddamn picture, you flying out of store. So somehow we got to con Beyonce and wearing an FP Afro shirt.
So let me look at her last couple posts. This is a post about her and Jay. This is a post about her. Like a lot of these posts about her personal life. I don't see her posting shit that's advertising anything else for real.
Maybe she the advertisement is blind. She got the dress on.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. How much would you pay for somebody to rock some nappy Afro shit?
Beyonce ain't following nobody. Damn.
That's gangster.
Dry as fuck.
She has 98.8 million followers.
She follows nobody. So just think about it. So she get on her Instagram, it's nothing but her. Like she don't see shit.
She sees suggested posts. Like they get the suggested. Well, maybe you know what? Suggested
posts if you don't follow nobody, they don't know nothing about you.
That's suggested crazy.
Posts are the people you follow. You know, unless you don't follow nobody.
Yeah, that's true. And she probably got a special Instagram where it don't even work that way for her.
Yeah, like you got 98 million. Like, yeah, because she got to have all things off. Because you know, she every post
they tagging the fuck out of her and shit.
Look at that. Tracy made like every picture.
Hey man, Beehive man, y'all, that's some power right there, man.
Yeah, that's funny, man. We that Instagram showing who liked the pictures, man. He be like, yo,
like that's my people right there.
Yeah, I be like, yo, I be like seeing some of my homeboys like, damn, nigga, you creepy than a motherfucker. I mean,
hey, I bet people look at my shit, be like, what you follow? Be like, god damn, that nigga nasty. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, it is what it is, bro.
Hey, nigga, and if you want to see some real creepy, go to hit the little settings button and go to the post you've liked. Nigga, you be like, whoa, what the fuck, nigga? That shit funny as hell.
Wait, what? So
click, I guess, your home button so you go to what? Your profile button. So I guess that whatever will take you to your page.
Oh, there is a post you liked.
Yeah.
That's pretty savage. Like, if I need to go back and I like some of this shit. That's pretty savage. Hey, I'm like,
whoa.
I save all the smut for my Tumblr. My Tumblr's horrible. I can't open that shit in public places.
Oh, man. I thought about that the other day. I was sitting there looking at the damn. I was just like, man, somebody walked by me. I was like, did they see me looking at ass? Like, I just wondered, like, damn. Because, you know, my Snapchat was running and I was just like, man, what the fuck?
Yeah, I can't even be mad at you. You want to give our shout out so we can get up out of here, bro?
Oh, man. Shout out to the staff, man. Beezy, GQ Blue, Saul Wright, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to all the loyal listeners and that tune in every week or by however the fuck you listen to it, man. Thank y'all. Man, you know who you are, man. Ruler myself, RT3, MJ Money 9S, Pepe J from B More, Dr. Abrasive, Gerard, anybody else that listens to the show, man. I'm going to stop singling y'all out because, you know, shit. Nah, fuck, I ain't going to never stop doing this shit, man. Y'all know the fuck what's going on. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to my little nigga, who my birthday of my dog Billy D. Braille just turned. I don't know how old he is, but his birthday was just yesterday. Shout out to my nigga Braille, man. Talk it. Yeah, man, that's it, bro.
Hey, man, it's been another episode of the Dopest Show on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast with your man Saul Wright, aka the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting there with King German, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all again next week on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit NappyAfro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
NappyAfro.com.